Yuvamis Perches Mishnevov Siris Chama Koin Shenoso Bas Yisrael. The Siris Chama Koin, he happens to be, he's a Koin, but he's a Siris Chama. So he's not Posel Lovel Lekol, because he's not Bidei Adam. But Lamaisa, he doesn't have a din of Yuvam V'chalitza. Why is that relevant? So let's see the case. Siris Chama Koin Shenoso Bas Yisrael. He got married. He's talking not moiled, but he got married. Machila betruma, the kedushin is chal. He's kosher lover b'kol. He's not a p'tzua daka. So memela, there's no reason why she shouldn't eat truma. She's an ashes coin. Reb Yosi v'Reb Shimon Oimim androgynous coin shenosa bas yisrael. What's an androgynous? Androgynous is somebody that has the loshen is that he has simoni zocher and simoni nekeva also. Androgynous is the Gemara says Yivon is for two sided. He has two parts to him. Yesh le simon in zocha, simon in nekeva. There's a gross machlokes how to define al pi halacha what an androgynous is. The Tan of our Mishnah, Rabbi Yosi v'Rabbi Shimon, holds that he has a din of a zocha, and the middle of the din is machila betruma. It's pasha, if he's a zocha, why not machila betruma? He's getting married. Lamaisa, the Gemara brings that Rabbi Yosi was choiz, even though the Mishnah says it this way. There's a braisa that's clod that Rabbi Yosi is choizer, and the braisa says androgynous bei b'fnei atzmo v'lo yichru bei chacham zocher nekeva. It's a Mishnah bikurim, the seftim bikurim, and therefore the halacha is that if he's a kohen, he can eat truma because either way he belongs to shevet hakohuna, but he can't be meichel ishta because it's not clear if he's married if he's a zocher nekeva. Rabbi Yehuda oimer tumtum. Tumtum is the opposite of androgynous, not yesh by simon zachas simon nikvus. Tumtum is miloshen covered over. In Ivrit, they call the sealed room, in times of war, they call it a cheder atum, it's sealed. Tumtum means cut off. Well, Shapiro, as you say, the word tumma is also cut off from the flow of kedusha. Agobanim tumtum shenikra, the part that's covering the simonim, and memela v'nimtza zocher, it's found that he's a zocher. Lo yachloitz. So the Mishnah over here is mechadish a lechera, a biological, scientific fact. Lo yachloitz, why? Lechera, now he's a zocher. His sister-in-law felt him. Favos nish. Mepneshum kisoris. The halacha is that since he was born in a state of tumtum, that tells us, scientifically, he can't be moiled. He has din of a suis chama. The Gemara doesn't seem to nem on this halacha. The Gemara names on, no, he's a zocher. Not sure if the machloik is. Is a partial scientific machlokes, machlokes in mitzvahs, basically. Androgynous noise, avaloi niso. An androgynous could get married, but he can't be married to a man. Why? Because he's a male. Androgynous is a zocher, we just had in the Mishnah. And the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yosi v'Rabbi Shimon and androgynous have a din of a zocher. So the Mishnah is repeating that. The Mishnah is saying that he has din of a zocher. Blazayim androgynous, chayovin alov skila kizocher. Reb Leza says that if he's mamish a din zocher, samemela habo aleo is mamish mishkev zocher. Now, he has simoni zocher, he has simoni nekeva, but he has a din of a zocher. And we're talking over here about a mishkev zocher derech zachrusoi, but not derech nikvusoi. As I state in Gemara, it's Kepaskin also that way, Lahalocha. Perktes Mishnah Aleph is a new limud. But there are halochas that we've had before. The Mishnah over here is going to be Mikhail Klolo in different cases of Heter V'Isser Nisuin. And the Mishnah is a Biktzorah, Tesis explains, to be Misader Halochas in a way that's rememberable. Yesh Mutos L'Balem V'Asuris L'Yivmem. There are women that are mutter to their husbands, or they were mutter to their husbands while they were alive. The husbands died, they're also to the yavam. Mutaris faket liyivmem, they're now, after their husband dies, they're allowed to be in the siyavim. But b'chayi habal, sounds like a riddle, they were asurais lebalen. There's a third category of mutaris le'elu ve'elu, v'asurais le'elu le'elu. All four. Ve'elu mutaris lebalen, v'asurais liyivmem. Who's a woman who is perfectly mutter to her husband? Now she's nefelis to a brother-in-law, and she's asuralai. Kain hedit shenisa es almana. Kain hedit shenosu es almana. Kain hedit marries an almana. He's allowed to. V'yesh le'ach kohen godol. The kohen godol is chai ve'lavin v'asei. Can't be miyabim his sister-in-law. So that's a case where she was fine to her husband, she's also to the yavam. Or what happens to a cholol shenosa k'shera? A kohen cholol that marries a k'shera. There's nothing wrong with a isha k'shera, a regular bas yisrael, marrying a cholol, a kohen who's nischal mikunosai. But even though she's not over anything, lamaisa she's nivellus to a cholol. She now nifsal likuhuna because she was nivellus lecholol. A cholol passels mikuhuna. So memela after he dies, v'yesh le'akos she has a brother who's a kohen. She becomes nifsalus to the brother. There's nothing wrong with her marrying, even though she became possible. There's nothing wrong with her marrying the cholol. The Rav explains it that way. You look at the Taisyotavi as another girsa where kilu there would be a tzad that there's an isser on a ksheira marrying a cholol. Lemaisa is doichit. The Gemara is clawed not that way. So the case is the way we explained it. Now here's the third case. Yisrael shenosa bas Yisrael v'yesh le'ach mamzer. There was nothing wrong with the original marriage, but now she's nefeles to a mamzer. There's even the chalitz. It's only chai v'lav, but she's not allowed to live with him. Mamzer shenosa mamzeres v'yesh le'ach Yisrael. So there was nothing wrong with the original marriage, but now she's nefeles even to a brother who's a regular kosher yid. So those are cases that are mutaris le'balen v'asurais le'yivmeim.